AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The combat's resumed in Gaza. Israeli warplanes are striking targets and black smoke is billowing in the air. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has expired, and the hostilities resumed soon after a final round of hostages was freed. It brings the total to 83 Israelis, including dual nationals, most of whom appeared physically well but shaken, and 24 from Thailand and the Philippines. About 240 Palestinians, mostly teens, have now been released from Israeli prisons. Only hours into the renewed offensive, the health ministry of Hamas-controlled Gaza says 32 people have been killed. But a mediator in Qatar says efforts are underway to try to broker a new truce. A historic vote's expected today in the House of Representatives to force out New York Congressman George Santos, who's been accused of stealing from donors, wiring campaign funds to his personal account, and lying to Congress. He addressed colleagues yesterday.
I have done the best I can to serve in this body and to deliver the best I can in my campaign promises to vote as a conservative voice.
An alleged drunk driver has been arrested in Nevada after striking two state troopers who had stopped to help another driver. The troopers both died after being struck on Interstate 15 near Las Vegas. The COP28 summit's underway in Dubai, a conference of scores of world officials and climate activists. The AP's Peter Prangeman explains its significance.
Peer pressure other countries to think about the emissions that they let off and to think about how they may curb them over time.
An annual report on capital punishment says 50% of Americans think capital punishment is applied unfairly. This is AP News. The Academy Awards will start an hour earlier next year.
The Oscars usually start at 8 p.m. Eastern, which means the winner of Best Picture is announced after 11 p.m. and sometimes well after 11 on a Sunday night. ABC is hoping more people will stick around until the end if the broadcast starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. In fact, ABC is so confident the awards will end by 10:30 that it plans to air a new episode of Abbott Elementary right after. The Academy Awards are set for March 10th, with nominations coming out January 23rd. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Buffalo Bills linebacker Vaughn Miller has turned himself into police in a Dallas suburb, charged in a warrant with domestic violence against the mother of his children, who is pregnant now. The 34-year-old Miller is being charged with third-degree felony assault on a pregnant woman. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.